This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and a plastic surgery information channel. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Babak Dadvan, a double board certified plastic surgeon, medical director at Beverly Hospital and Olympia Medical Center, where he too stands as chief of surgery in Los Angeles, California, a natural-looking breast surgery expert. Many do not realize all the options out there for augmentation, lifts, revisions, and reductions, but men stand at the top of this list. Dr. Dadvan, a pleasure to have you with us today on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
You bet, and it certainly is our pleasure. So, Dr. Dadvan, let's start with, what is gynecomastia?
Well, gynecomastia, if you just break it down into the words, it's a Greek, has Greek roots, and so gyne literally means feminine or female, and mastia comes from the Greek term mastos, which means breast. And so really what it means is having a feminine breast, or a man who has breasts that don't look masculine, they look feminine.
And what actually causes gynecomastia?
So it's interesting, you know, there are a lot of causes of gynecomastia, but the first thing I'll say is about half the guys that come into my office for this, we just don't know the cause. It's what we call idiopathic. There's not any definable cause. But in the other proportion of guys who develop this, there are a lot of other causes, anything from certain medications like heart medications or seizure medicines or antidepressants, obviously drugs like steroids, like testosterone boosters, pro-hormones, HGH, to other things like hormone imbalances, you know, like testicular issues or even testicular cancers or thyroid problems, as well as some brain tumors like pituitary tumors. So it really runs the gamut. And then one other thing that I see quite a bit is a family history, you know, so there is some kind of genetic component as well. But for the most part, at least half the guys who come in, we just don't know the cause.
And from your experience, Dr. Dadvan, when do males develop gynecomastia?
Well, it's interesting. For the guys who come in where we don't know the cause, a huge proportion of them mention that they noticed it during puberty. And a lot of studies have shown that up to 40% of boys going through puberty develop some form of increased breast growth or gynecomastia. Now, the thing is, over 99% of those boys, it goes away after a few years. And I see teenagers in my office all the time, and I ask them, you know, how long have you had it? And if it's less than 3 years without it showing any signs of getting worse, and I said, just wait to see if it gets better. But most of these guys, they've had it for 5, 10, 15 years, and, you know, at that point, it's not going to get better on its own.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Babak Dadvan, a double board certified plastic surgeon, medical director at Beverly Hospital and Olympia Medical Center, where he too stands as chief of surgery in Los Angeles, California, here on eHealth Radio's plastic surgery information channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what are the symptoms of gynecomastia?
So I kind of look at symptoms as physical symptoms and then kind of emotional symptoms. And for the most part, the physical symptoms most guys don't have. So it's typically not a symptomatic thing other than just the appearance of it. But in guys who do have symptoms, by far the most common is pain and sensitivity, especially under the nipple and areola. And it can be really painful to the extent where guys can't, you know, wear shirts that brush up against it or get hugs and that sort of thing. But by and large, most guys don't have that degree of pain. Now, the psychological or emotional symptoms are much higher. I mean, I see these guys coming in, and I'm in Los Angeles, so in the middle of summer wearing, you know, 3-4 shirts, kind of hunching over to kind of camouflage their chest. So not being able to be active with their kids or with their significant other. So those kinds of symptoms are a lot more kind of kind of widespread and more often seen than just the physical symptoms.
And for those that have gynecomastia, will chest exercises improve the situation?
So in a guy who has true gynecomastia, and by that what I mean is they have too much breast tissue. So in the chest, you either have breast tissue and there's fatty tissue. So having too much breast tissue is termed true gynecomastia. And so in those cases, that breast tissue is sitting on top of the pec muscle, right? So when you start doing pec exercises to build up the pec, all it's doing is just pushing that tissue more forward as the pec muscle gets bigger. So, in fact, in some cases, it can actually make it look even more prominent. And I see a lot of guys who, they say, yeah, I just start hitting the gym and hitting the bench press to try and, quote-unquote, melt it away. And they get really disappointed and frustrated because they see the rest of their body is getting better, but their chest is getting worse. And then they just stop exercising and they let themselves go. And it's kind of like a vicious cycle. Now, if you have too much fatty tissue, you know, that makes the chest look kind of bulky, then yeah, exercise can burn that fat off. But if it's the breast tissue, it won't get affected by working out or cardio or lifting weights.
And lastly, what surgical procedures treat gynecomastia?
So obviously, you know, this is the focus of my practice, and I do a lot of gynecomastia surgery. And so when I look at a guy's chest, I tell him, you know, you can't do the same surgery on everybody. It's not a cookie-cutter operation. And so when I look at someone's chest, I look at four things to determine what the best surgical procedure is. Do they have excess fatty tissue? Do they have excess breast tissue? Do they have excess skin? And then what's their nipple position? Is their nipple too high or too low? And determining on that, based on that combination of four things, determines the best technique. So these guys who have just breast tissue excess, you know, usually it's the guys who do steroids and are pretty lean. I just make a small incision under the nipple, and I go in and I carefully take out that excess breast tissue. They don't need liposuction. They don't need anything else. But most guys who come in have some extra fatty tissue as well, and I use something called a vaser ultrasound liposuction, which is a very different form of liposuction than what most guys do around the country, this traditional liposuction. And the vaser, what's beautiful about it is because the fat in the breast is really thick and fibrousy, and it's hard to get out and sculpt with just conventional liposuction techniques. So I use a combination of vaser ultrasound liposuction as well as careful excision of that glandular tissue. But by and large, I'd say 99 to almost 100% of guys need some form of gland excision. You can't suck out breast tissue. You have to cut it out.
Well, Dr. Dodvan, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today, and thanks for all the information shared. I understand you're also the most experienced and sought after in treating gynecomastia. If you would, share with us where our listeners can get more information on your practice, and where could they be in touch as well?
Yeah, so I have two websites. My general one is just drdodvanplasticsurgery.com. And my office number is 310-278-4200.
Again, Dr. Dodvan, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Yeah, my pleasure as well. You have a great rest of the day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Dr. Babak Dodvan, a double board certified plastic surgeon, medical director at Beverly Hospital and Olympia Medical Center, where he too stands as chief of surgery in Los Angeles, California. And for more information, either visit drdodvanplasticsurgery.com or losangelesgynecomastia.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.